jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to the Thursday program of The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. And just to begin, I was reading an article today that Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, had a operation, heart condition he had. It is called, I couldn't remember the name of it, pericarditis, which is bad. I mean, open heart surgery is bad. And bad thing about Franklin is he's a proponent of the vaccinations, which I realize that he hasn't studied this thing at all. And another thing is, in March of this year, he actually used the parable of the Good Samaritan, saying that Jesus Christ would have supported the COVID-19 vaccination. Well, I don't think he understands that Christ would never have recommended anything that was a poison that would harm anyone. So Franklin Graham is not, he has not, I don't know who's around him, I don't know who's feeding him what, or if he is just having to go with the, because of the 501c3, he has to take the position that the government has forced him to take, otherwise it's going to cost his ministry. Now, to my flock, to those in the world that I would minister to, I would tell them, you better do your research. You better look into what is in these vaccinations. You better study. Don't jump into the water until you know how deep the water is. And if you're going to jump in head first, you better know how deep that water is. You're going to break your neck. I say that in these vaccinations, you have something in the vaccinations that is immortal. Something that will not die. Something that is forever. Always, never will go away, that will change your DNA. You can poo-poo what I'm saying. I'm just telling you, there is something immortal in these vaccinations. In every one of them? Probably not. But there are batches that have been created by, whether it be Pfizer or the others. And in some of these batches, each one may be different. It may vary a little bit. But in some of the batches, there is something that is forever in these batches of vaccinations. Something that, for the most part, is going to change your DNA, is always going to be in your cells. You can never take it out. It is going to make you sick. It will eventually probably kill you. And it's in the Bible. Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Noah, the genetic structure that came into mankind through Adam and Eve, that genetic structure was changed. It was changed by fallen angels coming in, leaving their physical or their spiritual world, manifesting in the physical world, and having sexual relations with women. And the children of these women were half angel, half human. So you have now these creatures, they're called Nephilim. They're half angel, half human. They have the cell structure of these creatures is forever. They don't die. They're immortal cells. And I did a program 8 weeks ago, and they have found the DNA of the pre-Adamic creatures. Before Adam was created, there was another type of, we could call it a civilization, another form of creature similar to man, Neanderthal man. Well, they have found that Neanderthal DNA in people. How did it get in people? Unless the biological world found this DNA, extracted it, put it in a tube, and made who knows how many batches of a DNA that was Neanderthal DNA, and it is now in the DNA structure of mankind. Then, now you have another form of DNA, which is half angel, is partly angel, which is immortal. So I would say to those in my congregation, I recommend, number one, you study. Number two, you study a little bit more. Number three, you go ahead and take a crash course and you perfect what you're studying to see if what I'm saying is true. Then after that, if you decide to take the vaccination, well, then the consequences are on you. I'll be right back. 1360.
Hi, this is Brett King. Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. Please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey folks, the Greeley Gun Show at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley is November 20 and 21st, featuring thousands of firearms, loads of ammo, and a giveaway of a customized AR-15 by Warriors Revolution. No purchase necessary, must be present to win. Located at 501 West 14th Avenue in Greeley, buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com, that's PEShows.com, for more details. See you at the show.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website,
1360khnc.com. Click the shop.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Well, that is not really what you would call, what's that term they use, acceptable today, but it was a great song back in the late 60s. Now, Franklin Graham, so he goes on to say, this is, I'm going to stick on this for just a second. Okay, so... He says, this is his position on what Christ would have done. Quoting Franklin Graham, this is in March of this year. Anytime there was a vaccine or something that could help protect you, he was an advocate for it. He took it. This is Franklin Graham telling you what Christ would have done. He took it. Then he says, I think if it were vaccines available... If there were vaccines available in the time of Christ, Jesus would have made reference to them and used them. I'm pretty sure that Christ would have taken something and injected it into him that had fetal tissue of unborn children, number one, children that he created, that he knew from eternity past that would be in the mother's womb and conceived and in the womb. I'm sure he would have taken these vaccinations that had cells from aborted fetuses, firstly. Secondly, I'm sure that he would have used a product that was put together in Frankenstein's labs by children of the devil in the kingdom that he came to judge. I'm sure that he would have taken something that the children of the devil or Frankenstein's children created in bio labs throughout the world using the DNA of other creatures like bats. And he would have said, well, you know, I created man so that the species would not cross species. And here they've crossed species because of the technology of man. Gain of function. So I'm pretty sure he would have agreed to taking something that was man-made, gain of function type of technology or biology. I'm sure he would have taken that. Thirdly, like I stated, in these vaccines, there is a high probability that there is DNA of fallen angels or Nephilim DNA in these vaccinations. And this DNA is immortal. It changes the cell structure, the DNA. It changes everything in a person. It makes them ill. They cannot heal from it. It makes them sick, and I'm sure he would have wanted his people to be sick, so he would have encouraged this. Franklin Graham and many people like Franklin Graham, they have been riding too many motorcycles without helmets. They have jumped in too many shallow pools that they didn't test to see how deep the pools were, and they went in head first, and if they didn't break their neck, they did get concussions. So, these people in the Christian assemblies in this country that have not done their research into what is happening internationally, well, you better, and then for them to, for Franklin to say that Christ would have taken this vaccine, I'm pretty sure that Christ would not have taken it. I'm pretty sure that he would have absolutely stated, no, do not take it. It has fetus tissue. It has probably Nephilim DNA. And it has gain of function what would you say? Because of gain of function, you have cross, you're not to cross the boundaries from animal to human, especially at the DNA level. That's just to begin with. So anyhow, I read this and I thought, you know what? This is bizarre. Well, I don't really follow the Christian world, because the Christian world is contaminated with errant theology, eschatology, doctrine, and history of the world, and history of the present, and knowledge of what is really going on in the world. Most Christians, they have a small world that they live in, and very little gets into that world. Christ, even in the book of Hebrews, tells these people that they are to go outside of the camp, outside into the real world, to investigate the real world, to see what the real world is doing, because the real world presently is at war with these camps of Christians that don't really understand what is going on internationally in the news. God's prophets in the Old Testament, they knew what was going on in the temple. They knew what was going on with all the tribes of Israel. They understood what was going on with the society as a whole, with what was going on, the politics of a city or an area. And they knew what was happening with their enemies, the distant nations. And they understood the way in which the nations were going to come to afflict, attack the people in their vicinity. So they were the prophets of God. They were not in a camp. They understood. These people were historians. They understood the heart of man. They knew the corruption of mankind. They understood what man was capable of. They weren't fooled, and they would warn the children of God, the Israelites back then. They should be warning the people of God today that the world is definitely not their friend. There's an enmity between the world and God's children. So, well, I guess I should probably go into to today's program. You know, in Australia, I talk about the HEART program. I talk about how mankind has a technology to create weather, to take a drought, to create droughts, create floods, steer hurricanes, create tornadoes and steer tornadoes, cause earthquakes, and to stimulate volcanoes so they erupt in a pattern. And here out of Australia, they're having a lightning apocalypse of over 1.3 million bolts. They struck in one night with vicious thunderstorms, rainfall, and flooding. This was today, well, in the last 12 hours, while it was their nighttime. I'm sure that this was just an act of God, right? This was not part of Weather Warfare 2025, Weather Warfare 2030, the Department of Defense, Weather Warfare on the nations. Could it also be maybe that God uses man to punish an evil nation like Australia for the evil that it's doing to its population, forcing them to stay inside, forcing them to be vaxxed? Do you think that God would use man to judge man? The Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And it could be that mankind is trying to punish the citizens of Australia by using weather warfare against them. But maybe, actually, they sow to the wind, they're going to reap the whirlwind. And maybe this is going to affect the people that are giving these instructions to vaccinate the citizens of Australia. It could be a judgment of God, and they might have to ease off on the vaccination restrictions. We're going to see how this plays out. So it's very interesting. Then, also, this was out of Rumble, there was a young girl by the name of Allie Carter. When she was 13, she was being trafficked. And this is just coming out on a Rumble on Stu Peters. I've been talking about Ashley Blazer Biden. And I'll tell you what, this young girl, daughter of Joe Biden, Blazer, it's a pretty good name because she's caused a lot of problems for her father and for the family, accidentally leaving her diary. Somebody finds it, they go investigate it, find out it is her diary, it is her handwriting, it's a true account of what happened to her when she was young, having showers with her father when she was, I saw the photo, she was probably 9-10 years old, between 8 and 10, she's showering naked with her naked father, and then she says that she was abused, and she says that she has a sex addiction. She feels like a dog in heat, and she due to what had happened to her when she was a young child. And that's what happens. Well, anyhow, this Allie Carter, she said her biological mother routinely slept with authority figures, I'm quoting, and soon initiated her own children into that world. At 13, she was being trafficked to local police chiefs, Hollywood power players, celebrities like John Travolta, Beyonce, politicians like Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. Well, she stepped forward before the election, but was ignored. And she has an interview with this Stu Peters, and she tells the whole satanic story. This is Unrumble. And the name of the article is Victim. Biden and Obama Rape Me, Powerful Elites, Celebs, Demonic Sex Abuse Ring. She's a young black girl. She's not young now. She's probably mid-20s, I would think. She tried to break this before the election also, just like with the people that found Ashley Biden's diary, wanted to break this right before the election. But the CIA media would not allow it. So this is more of what they do. More of your people, the people that are looked up to, that are idolized, this is what these people do. The truth cannot be hidden. This is what Christ said. Everything that is done in secret is going to be put on the front page of the local papers, whether they like it or not. 1360 AM Radio, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday, 9 to noon. for all at Green Lampstand Ministry Radio Church.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, my name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
What they do, they smile in your face.
Yes, backstabbers, you backstabbers. And that's what they will do to you, so you better beware. Now, I'm going to go on to China. America sent a group of politicians, delegates, to Taiwan yesterday. China was not very happy about that. We've got to watch out. We have to watch what's happening in China, in Russia, in the Balkans, in the Black Sea, in Poland, in Belarus, and in Europe, and in Davos, and in the World Economic Forum, which just is starting again today. I want to have all these things before me. We'll see what we can cover. So anyhow, the China responded angrily to a visit by U.S. delegation to Taiwan, warning Washington that it was playing with fire by colluding with pro-independence forces on the island during a period of high tensions with Beijing. The Chinese Foreign Ministry issued a strong-worded rebuke on Wednesday to the visit by U.S. lawmakers cautioning that such risky and provocative actions were doomed to end in failure. The group arrived in Taipei Tuesday evening on the U.S. Navy aircraft, prompting China's military to conduct combat readiness police patrols in the direction of the Taiwan Strait in response. Taiwan's foreign ministry revealed that the visit had been arranged by the American Institute on Taiwan in Taiwan, which is thought to be America's de facto embassy on the island. So the Chinese, not happy. Then the United States and the Black Sea, this is out of international news, Russia. Risk of clashes in the Black Sea escalate as NATO tests Russia, the deputy FM warns. The U.S. previously announced various operations in the Black Sea and the Mediterranean, with the Sixth Fleet conducting drills near Russian territory. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov stated on Thursday that NATO activities in the Black Sea are increasing the risk of collision. What are American ships doing in the Black Sea, thousands of miles away from their bases? Any explanation saying all this is for the sake of freedom of navigation simply do not work. They are playing with fire. It's another attempt to test our resolve, Ryabkov told reporters. NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg said earlier that the alliance has increased its presence in the Black Sea because of its strategic importance. At the same time, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov pointed that by sending their vessels into the area, the U.S. is trying to push coastal countries toward confrontational policies. America's pushing. And what kind of a... Okay, how would I phrase it? What is a... Who is behind this? CIA. I haven't finished some of the programs on the looking more into the CIA, the NSA, National Security Agency, the FBI, American Interpol overseas, along with naval intelligence and all the different branches of American government. And with this matter of the migration, I'm just reading more and more articles on the UN's agendas to use NATO, the United States, and European forces to cause conflict in Afghanistan, Iraq in the past, Libya, all out throughout the Middle East, to destroy these nations, to destroy the ability for the people of these nations to work. Their economies are destroyed, infrastructure is destroyed, any semblance of order is destroyed, and they have no way, there's nothing for them to do. They can't work. They have to depend on handouts. So NATO's plan was you disrupt these nations, then you begin to allow them to migrate to Spain, to Greece, Italy, or land route up through Turkey, up to Belarus, and then take them to the border of Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and let them start going over these borders so they can once again migrate further into Europe. Well, that was the plan 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and it worked. And Poland was not happy with it. Poland did not want these people to come through their nation. But the EU made it clear to Poland, we'll help you financially, but your borders remain open. And so you had people coming through Poland into Europe. Well, as of right now, Poland has been attempting to stop these people from coming through Belarus at the border. And now, this time, the European nations are now backing Poland. 5 years ago, they would not back Poland. They were at odds with Poland. Now, they are actually helping Poland and telling Poland, do not allow them to come through your borders. We don't want them in Europe. The UN plan, the globalist plan, is to get these people to be dispersed. Well, all of a sudden, I think that the European nations realize any more migration from these people coming in from the Middle East is going to destroy these countries. And they are basically saying to the UN agenda and the globalist agenda, you know, we're not going to continue this direction. So there's kind of a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And they accuse Russia and the Belarus of doing this intentionally to disrupt the alliance, U.S.-European alliance in Europe. Well, it's a good strategy. It happened on the other side, so why not this side? We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
So as we continue here, I want to stay on this matter of the migration, but I'm not going to be able to. But anyhow, it is a globalist plan to distribute these people all through Europe and into the United States to destroy these two Western empires. Now, I'm going to give you a term, and then we'll get into my article, another article. You know, you hear this talk about Lucifer, the devil. Well, what is Luciferianism? This is out of Wikipedia. Luciferianism is a belief system that venerates the essential characteristics that are affixed to Lucifer, the name of various mythological and religious figures associated with the Venus, with the planet Venus. The tradition, influenced by Gnosticism, usually reveres Lucifer not as the devil, but as a destroyer. Remember this term, destroyer, a guardian, a liberator, a light bringer, or a guiding spirit to darkness, or even the true God as opposed to Jehovah. So, now let's see. Are there people in the world today that are Luciferians that are here to destroy? They're guardians to be of what? Guardians of objectives? They want to be liberators? Liberators from what? Lucifer wants to liberate mankind from any thought and knowledge of God. This is what they did in communist Russia, what they're doing in communist China, what they've done in the socialist nations throughout Europe, throughout the world, Cuba, Venezuela. They will let you believe in everything but the true God. You can believe in devil worship, voodoo. You can be a Mason, a Rosicrucian. You can be all these things, but do not worship the one true God. Luciferians. Well, let's talk about what is happening right now. This is out of Russia Today. Founder of the World Economic Forum announces a great narrative. The great narrative. Davos-based World Economic Forum is kicking off its great narrative. That's what it's called this year. With a meeting in Dubai. It will be headed by World Economic Forum Chair Klaus Barbie Schwab, the mastermind behind the Great Reset. Schwab will open the event on Thursday today at the United Arab Emirates Ministry of the Cabinet of Affairs, Mohammed Abdullah Al Gergawi, followed by four other UAE officials and a journalist discussing their vision of the Gulf States' future. The vision of the Gulf States' future. These Gulf States are now being told that they are going to go along with this plan. This is the purpose for it being in Dubai. What kind of a plan? A Luciferian plan. It is a plan of those who destroy, those who come to liberate. Liberate from what? Liberate from what is good. Liberate from a true God. Liberate into a world of eternal darkness, eternal chaos, never to end type of chaos. A world where there are no borders. The whole world belongs to everybody. No one possesses, no one owns anything. You buy a new car, well, your neighbor has right to that car also. You buy a home, the home doesn't belong to you. You're just, you have a piece of paper that says it's your home, but just like in the movie years ago, Dr. Zhivago, they can move as many people into that home. Who? These Luciferians, these globalists, they can move in whoever they want into that home to occupy that home with you, even though it belongs to you. And you have to go to work, and they'll give you a room and a community bathroom. According to the World Economic Forum, the Great Narrative Initiative is a collaborative effort of the world's leading thinkers to fashion long-term perspectives and co-create a narrative that can help guide the creation of man, the creation of a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable vision for our collective future. That sounds like Luciferian. It sounds demonic to me. The project is supposed to involve top thinkers. And these top thinkers, what kind of secret societies do they come from? These top thinkers. From multiple disciplines, including futurists. Okay? Futurists, what does that mean? A technological, it is a world where robots rule. And who is the chief manufacturer of robots internationally? Klaus Schwab, his wife. They own a company. They're very, very wealthy in Germany. And they specialize in robots. AI, things of this nature. The scientific dictatorship. Okay, futurists, scientists, and philosophers. And there we are, Dr. Zhivago. It's a great movie. It's a frightening movie. But it is a future new movie. Futurists, scientists, philosophers.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life,
all right. Well, we're finishing the final program for this week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. The Present Truth. All the programs are archived. And on the, well, all the programs through the day are archived, not just this one. On the weekend, the hosts are also, their programs are archived. And on Sunday morning from 9 to noon, the Olive Tree program is archived. Everything is on 1360khnc.com under the podcast section. And programs are streamed live every day. It is top radio, I think. It always has been. I've listened to this station from the time that it was about 2 years old, I think. Into the 90s? Yeah, early 90s, I think so. Now, okay, Luciferianism. Remember, the purpose of it, it is headed up by the Destroyer. It is headed up by the King of Chaos. It is, and all these children that are Luciferians, they are just like their father, the devil. Lucifer is a light bringer, but the light that comes is darkness. And he is actually called the spirit of darkness. He's the god of oppression. He's the god of all evil. And his children are just the same. Now, with Klaus Schwab, he states this. Schwab has shot to the global prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's been there in the shadows since the 70s. Arguing for a more globalized response to problems ranging from viruses to climate change. And he dubbed the Great Reset. Quote, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world, he famously said in early 2020. To reset our world to what? Well, let's remember the old term by Barack Obama, build back better. So what you do is you take a civilized society like America or to some degree Europe, and you build back better. You destroy it. You eliminate the thought of God, and you bring in a 100% total satanic system, a total Luciferian system into the world. This is what the global reset is. It is not a transfer of just wealth and money and land and power and a structure of controlling economies. No. It is bringing in a spiritual world, that spiritual world of the Antichrist, which will be which is in Revelation chapter 13. This is the global reset. And these Luciferians, like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates of Hell and Tony Anthony Abyss from the Abyss Fauci, this is the world they're bringing in because they're Luciferians. A world they're bringing in, but they have to destroy it first, and they're doing a pretty good job. Monday, we'll see you again. Sunday, 9 to noon. The Present Truth for today. We are out.
Hello, Win Home Inspection? I think I have a problem.
Boy, we're on the case. Look, Watson, up there by the door frame, a crack in the plasterboard.
We need to investigate further, perhaps the crawl space, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, carry on. Aha! It's the foundation that's cracked.
Oh, if this continues, the whole house will begin to fall apart. Leaks in the plumbing, leaks in roofing, cracks in the wall.
Do you hear that? It looks like we've sprung a leak already.
I'm so glad I called Win Home Inspections.
970-238-8333.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Ah!
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort